to me, what are you up to at the moment? Are you still signing books? You must be.
Well, the book is doing really well, thank God, and I've just finished the seafood show for RTE, so that'll be on in January.
Yeah.
So it will all go well.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
That's good.
Isn't that great?
Nice to be the
book,
the
I was in Easton's yesterday, and the book just in a very prominent position, I thought, I tell you. And if it wasn't, I would move it anyway.
Thank you, Marty.
Oh, no.
Good man.
Oh, no, I'd put you in front of some of them spoofers that'll be beside you. I'd have to make sure that you'd be up front, because that's, you know.
Aww.
Yeah. So now, that's the way to do it. So, look, what have you got for me this morning? What are we doing? Are we talking what I think we might be talking?
Well, with Halloween coming around the corner, I was going to do a nice...
Yes.
Can I mention that, Halloween?
Yes, of course you can.
Well, pumpkins are in season and they're good value. And, you know, like, you get the kids kind of carving out their little faces, which is great fun and all the rest. But
yeah.
What do we do with the lovely flesh? And it's versatile. You can make it into a soup with some chilies, some coconut milk, some garlic, ginger, that kind of thing. But we're going to do a little pasta recipe. So it's penne pasta with pumpkin, a little bit of crispy bacon, some sage and parmesan. So that's the first recipe we're going to start off with. And then some sausages with Culcannon, so Halloween feast we're calling it.
Okay, we'll start with the penne then, I suppose. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, so you can do this with any pasta, by the way. So
right.
First thing we need to do is to roast off our pumpkin. And how you do that, you can either do it in a frying pan, or else what I like to do is roast it in the oven, cut it into kind of nice bite-sized pieces. So you peel the pumpkin, remove the seeds. And remember, you can use the seeds just for your listeners. You can just literally scrape off all the kind of membrane that's on it and then just dry them out, and they're great in a salad.
So I suppose you have a special Nevin knife for doing the peeling of a pumpkin, have you?
No, I've
it'd want to be something serious, wouldn't it?
No, you use a small little kind of paring knife. It's the smallest knife kind of in the cookware collection.
Yeah.
Or else you can use a potato peeler to remove the skin, because there's a bit of work. Like, people
there
often
is.
Come up to me, you know, and ask me, how do you prepare a butternut squash? It's the exact same way with a pumpkin. There's just a little bit more work into it. You peel the skin, you dice the flesh. In other words, we don't want it wasted. We want to make a nice little recipe from this. And if you roast it off, Marty, with a little bit of sage, or you can use a little bit of rosemary, a little bit of oil in the oven, and then you give that maybe about 20 minutes. Or you can do it on the pan. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So while your pumpkin is roasting, you can start to cook your penne pasta. I'm just using some dried penne pasta, just with a touch of salt in the water, and you cook that until it's al dente. And then in a frying pan, you're going to cook off some nice bacon lard on. So that's little smoky strips of bacon, so it is, which I really, really, really like in this. And then you're going to cook that off in the pan. You're going to add in your pumpkin. You're going to strain off your lovely fresh penne pasta. When it's cooked, you cook it al dente, as you know. That means firms the bite.
Yes.
And that it's just cooked through. You can do this with spaghetti or loads of different rigatoni. There's so many different names of pastas that I don't even know.
Yes.
You know, it's incredible, all the different names. One thing to look out for in pasta and dried pasta, if you get the bronze dye, and bronze dye is it's produced
bronze
outside
dye,
Naples.
That?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is, something I learned on my travels. Bronze dye is a plate that they push the pasta through. So pasta is made with durum wheat and water. Some of them have eggs, some of them don't. So this is just pushed through with a huge amount of pressure. And what it does, Marty, it's kind of plate, a brass plate the size of a small dinner plate. And then it gives the pasta, a texture. So it does. So it catches the sauce or whatever you're serving. So that's what bronze dye means, because I didn't know what that meant when I saw it in packets. What is this? Are they adding a dye into it? No. It's a Pacific region outside Naples. I've got to visit the village. I can't remember the name, but I apologise. But I know. But it is it is a plate, so it is that they push it through. So when you're looking for your dried pasta,
Can you buy them here? I don't know.
The bronze dye. Oh my God, absolutely. Simply Better do the full collection of bronze dye and other producers.
No, I mean the machine. The plate thing.
I've never done it. No,
you haven't. That's
it's
what I'm
a completely commercial.
Yeah.
It's really high pressure.
All right.
So it is. But it's a traditional method, sorry, that they used to do in this village. They used to make the pasta, dry it out in the streets along. Now, they're not doing it anymore for health and safety reasons, obviously.
But that would slow drying and stuff, wouldn't it?
Okay. So when your pasta is ready and your pumpkin is roasted, your bacon's nice and crispy, it's just a matter of mixing everything together. Now you can stir in some creme fraiche, you can stir in parmesan. I am stirring in parmesan, but you can stir in some mascarpone cheese into this.
Lovely.
And then just finish it with some salt and pepper. So it's not a very saucy pasta recipe, but you can add some mascarpone or some creme fraiche if you want to. I think the key is the pumpkin and the smoked bacon, and of course You can just use this without smoked bacon if you have a vegetarian.
No, you and I can't do anything without smoked bacon.
I know, you're right.
No, that's lovely. I love the sound of this. This is good. I like this.
Oh, I like it. Different. Now, so that's one recipe.
Yes,
and then we're going to do, like, it's a Culcannon. So Culcannon is a mashed potato. I'll talk you through this in a moment with some nice kale. But we're going to do this with some sausages. And it's very simple.
That's interesting now. That's an interesting one.
Well, it's just... I absolutely adore sausages, to be honest with you. There's so many different varieties.
There's no pig safe near you or me. It's true. It's true.
Oh, I do love it. Well, I think it's one of the most versatile ingredients, and any of the little recipe videos I put up this kind of like a sausage kind of tray bake, and it's a kind of a one pan dish. Actually, me and you spoke about it a few weeks ago, and it can go into the oven, and it's just, people just love
terrific
sausage recipes.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely, really. But this isn't, because Culcannon, we all know, cabbage, isn't it cabbage?
Well done, and kale,
and kale.
A lot of people grow kale, so we'll talk about that first.
Lovely.
So nice flowery potatoes such as rooster, you peel them, cut them into chunks, and then I usually steam my potatoes. And what I do, my mother taught me this tip, when you're steaming your potatoes and they're cooked, you lift them off in the steamer and you put a tea towel over them, and that absorbs any moisture, and you're going to get lovely floury spuds. Now, if you want really creamy, soft potatoes, what I would do is put it through a potato ricer, which you'll get a lump-free mash, which is absolutely divine. And then what I would do with that is just literally cook off some kale, spring onions, that's scallions, with a little bit of butter, tiny splash of milk, and then stir that into your lovely Culcannon potatoes. So it's gorgeous.
It's just the most. Now, some people would say it'd be a great man for a hangover. It's lovely anyway, isn't it? Hearty food in the middle of, the cold day, maybe.
You're right. It's the ultimate comfort food.
Oh,
and, everyone's a bit busy over the Halloween with kids and whatever like that. And, people might be a little bit stretched. So this is a very simple recipe. And then with this, some gravy. And you can just pan fry, or you can grill, or you can just oven roast your sausages. I'm keeping them plain because I think I want to keep
plain?
This simple. Plain. When I say plain, I'm not putting any kind of like soya sauce or honey or balsa. I'm just literally frying the sausages, letting them speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Have a big, huge bowl. I can hear you licking your lips with Culcannon potatoes. And then a little bit of gravy. Sure, listen, life doesn't get any... And a good glass of milk, says you.
Thank you. Out of the fridge.
Right.
Straight out of the fridge. That has to be... No, there's no question about it. The pints of milk would be gone now, eating this. I'd love this. And I'd be rolled out of the room then afterwards. That would be lovely.
Oh, I love it.
How many is this? This is served... How many are you serving on this? It's a good lot.
Well, you know what? You would definitely need two sauces. Just 2 to 3 sausages, depending on the size, per person, to be honest with you. If you can get the jumbo ones, they're obviously a little bit bigger. You might, but I do 2 of them, no bother. So would you, or 3.
But again, I'd be nibbling on the sausages while I'd be making the Culcannon. This is the thing. Now, listen, just to remind you lads, because it's practically Halloween, it's penne with pumpkin, crispy bacon, sage and parmesan, and sausages with Culcannon. It is a Hollywood Halloween feast. You're right. That's a lovely idea.
It certainly is. And it's one we all want to enjoy hopefully have a nice Halloween. And then next week, I'm going to be talking to you about a little bit of bacon over the Halloween period.
Okay, all right.
That'd be nice.
Perfect. Now, listen, just a reminder again, the recipe is RTE Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and there's Nevin's recipes. And just before we go, Nevin, the name of the book again?
It's Learn to Cook with Nevin. That's the book.
Just it's Friday and people might have a pound. They might be going out to buy something and they might see it in the shop and say, I heard the lads talking about that. We'll give him a handout. She hasn't agreed.
And now, I suppose you're right, coming up to Halloween too, people might have a little bit more time to spend with their kids and cooking and baking. Nothing better than that, Marty, as you know.
No, and they had the book in front of them and you'd have a few bob and the book would be sold and be grand. Listen, keep the faith until next week, my friends. Lovely
to
hear from
you. Marty. Bye. God bless.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Not at all.